It's showtime.
I want you.
Take me home tonight.
take that one to heart. I am the Monroe Madman. What's up? It is podcast time, and have I got a great show lined up for you. Got some great, great old classic 80s rock on the way for you. Hope you enjoy it. Hey, spread the word about the podcast. Like it, follow it. I'm all over social media. Like all my pages there. Just search the Monroe Madman, and you will find me. Spread the word. Let's get some entertainment going to some other folks that need to brighten their day, I guess, with some old-fashioned rock, just the way we like it. Hey, let's keep the heads banging. This is Van Halen, not Van Hagar. This is David Lee Roth and Van Halen. Girl, you really got me.
Now! Yeah. following radio show is being run by a complete madman.
Yeah, that is one of the fantastic bands in the 80s that never really made it big, but were awesome if you ever got to see them. That's Lillian Axe and True Believer. Actually got to meet those guys a couple of times through the years, and always had drinks with the lead singer, Mr. Ron Taylor. He loved to shoot Crown Royal, which I can do it, but Lord, I don't want to do a lot of it. Great, great guys. The guitar player for that band, Mr. Stevie Blaze, is still doing it, still touring with Lillian Axe. And man, just a fantastic guy. Never, ever was too big for the moment. Talked to everyone, handed you picks, talked took pictures with you, did everything you wanted a rock star to do back in the day. He did, and he is a better person for it. If you ever get to see him, they're still touring. They're doing the M3 festivals. They're all over, still making music, actually. Check them out, Lillian Axe. You will not be disappointed, I promise you. Let's keep your heads banging, though. You know, I like to throw some stuff that's maybe you don't remember or haven't heard very often. Everybody's heard the big tracks and the big famous bands like Motley Crue. Everybody knows Girls, Girls, Girls. Everybody knows Dr. Feelgood. But do you remember Red Hot?
Tried fad diets and weight loss programs only to give up before you reached your goal?
Yeah.
Have you considered expensive gastric bypass surgery as a last resort?
There's gotta be a better way.
Well, now there's a revolutionary non-surgical way to lose weight. Oral bypass, an outpatient procedure that can be done in minutes, but the weight loss goes on for months. Oral bypass is a patented system where an industrial strength adhesive is placed between your lips, effectively causing food to bypass your mouth.
I almost immediately
started after doing the oral bypass procedure. It's amazing.
My husband lost weight and I enjoyed some peace and quiet. It's a win-win.
Oral bypass. Can't lose weight? Yes, glue can.
She was lost.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. DJ said there's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that sky say. Instead of making love, we both made a several weeks. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like it has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Sweet mother of God, what is the holdup?
Too many problems, the world can't solve. Too many people, no one.
Yeah, that's Rat and the Boys right there, and lack of communication. No, if you listen to this podcast enough, you know that I am a huge Striper fan. And yes, Striper is still getting it done today. Michael Sweet, the front man, may be the most hardworking man in show business besides Dave Grohl. He is always has some kind of project going on, whether it be Striper. He's got projects going with George Lynch from Dokken. He's got his own stuff going. I mean, he is a busy man, and Striper is still putting out new music. They recently released, I say recently, within the last 5 years, released an album with covers, and man, they had some classic covers on it. Can you picture in your brain Striper, a Christian heavy metal band, covering Ozzy Osbourne? They did it and did a fantastic job of Over the Mountain. You should check that one out. But my favorite cover so far that they have done, shockingly enough, is the cover of the song Shout It Out Loud from Kiss. Here it is. This is Striper doing their best Kiss impersonation. Let me know what you think.
American dream is ended.
Life, the lap of Oh,
Oh, yeah, that's Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Bruce Kulick, and the late, great Eric Carr, the band Kiss, and in Rise to It. That was one of their better non-makeup songs they did back in the 80s. Great video on that, too. Check it out. It kind of starts off with them putting on makeup, saying, you know, we could do this without makeup. Go check it out. YouTube, Kiss, Rise to It, and you will not be disappointed. It's time for me to get out of here. Hope you've enjoyed the show this time. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Follow the podcast. Follow me on social media. I've got lots of great stuff planned for the upcoming new year and moving forward with some great music and some great content, if you will. I'm going to leave you, though, with a little Whitesnake. Because I know you love David Coverdale and the boys. This is called Give Me All Your Love. Remember, boys and girls, if you can't be good at it.
Give me all.